heaven please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along, and peace will enter when hate is gone. Oh yes it will. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to unless man puts an end to this damnable sin. Well, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, sympathy. Oh no. So if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love.
WHFR Dearborn.
someone to hold me tight, someone to love me right, Lord. Oh, yes. Please send me someone. Oh, someone to keep me safe and warm. Somebody who won't do me any wrong, Lord. No wrong, Lord. No wrong, Lord. Please send me someone to love.
Thank you.
Gorgeous work by Thornetta Davis. And again, that was another cut from the Covered Live at the Music Menu. And that was the beautiful, beautiful Please Send Me Someone to Love. She does such a great job with that. And remember, too, that is Saturday the 9th at the Harbor House, 313-967-9900. And here's another local blues guy who's also a friend of WHFR, Howard Glazer in the EL34s.
Everybody knows my name. I said, but liquor store legend, everybody knows my name. Detroit to New York, well, I swear, it's all the same. I push up around and I'm trying to find the best deal. Shop around and I try to find the best deal. I look at the lowest price, but swear to God I won't steal. I snap a liquor store legend. Why a liquor store legend? Why a liquor store legend with your background? Why a liquor store legend? Legend, only everybody knows my name. I know why, maybe a fifth or two. I know why, maybe a fifth or two. Limited package, that just will not do. I'm a liquor store legend. Oh, I'm a liquor store legend. Oh, I'm a liquor store legend. Oh, I'm a liquor store legend. A liquor store legend. Only everybody knows my name.
All right. righty, we are just about ready for Kirik Sikorski, and I'll talk over some of the Howard Glazer here. But wanted to tell you that this is tonight, actually, that this is happening. 7 till 9 p.m. at ML Liebler presents Detroit Tonight live at the Jazz Cafe at the Music Hall. And, of course, they're featuring blues legend Howard Glazer and Detroit poets Anita Schmaltz and Diane Shipley DeSillis with special guest roots musician Maggie McCabe. I've seen her live. She puts on one heck of a show. And this is, I guess I can tell you, this is free. Closed, lighted parking. Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts is 350 Madison, and that's across from Ford Field, the Gem Theater, and Comerica Park. If you need directions and other information, check the website, www.musichall.org. And I do not see a telephone number here, but you can check the website and you'll be sure to find a number there. If you're going at 7 o'clock, you might want to get started just about now. I understand the roads are absolutely treacherous. Please, please be careful out there. It's not so bad if you're careful. So please be careful. Take it slow. Take it easy. Like Frank said before, nice and easy does it. And stay safe and don't drink and drive. That's just plain silly. And we'll get back to a little more Howard Glazer while we finalize a couple things right here for Kirik Sikorski.
I always pay my bill and I pay my bill with a smile. We're going to be sure of well, I'll be back in a while. I'm a liquor store legend.
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 I'm a liquor store legend. Won't everybody knows my name.
I'm a liquor store legend.
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 Oh, I'm a liquor store legend. And everybody knows my name.
I just got a call from Howard Glazer, who is listening, and tells me that the performance I just announced for tonight has been canceled due to the weather. It will be rescheduled sometime in February, so check that website, www.musichall.org, and all the information will be there probably sometime tomorrow or the next day. But again, it's canceled because of the weather, so please, please be careful out there.
Till the morning sun. I say now, come on, baby, let's go for a ride. Now, come on, baby, let's go for a ride. We're gonna ride so far until you're satisfied.
All right, we're going to pot down Howard. I know he won't mind. Live in studio is Kirik Sikorski, and our technical difficulties are all not difficult any longer, so we're good to go. And we need, which one? This? We good? Okay. All right, got the okay from Alan. We're good to go. So, Kirik Sikorski, let's get started with a song since we've been waiting so long to hear from you, and then we'll talk a little bit after that. First cut you wanted to do was called Euphoria. This is something that you wrote.
You got it.
Okay, terrific.
Remind me of heaven, but her body looks like sin. outfit sounds like an angel. Makes my knees give in. She makes me smile when I'm feeling down. She makes my heart beat so fast. I could gaze at her soul forever. Watch the shadows that she casts. Euphoria, I'm in a heaven. Euphoria, oh, she's a paradise. I could lie here beside her, loving her and feeling this. I can feel her touch sending me away to a place of utter bliss. Oh, there is something about her that could make the devil smile. Part of me just wants to get up and go, but I think I'll stay here for a while. Euphoria, I'm in heaven. Euphoria, ooh, she's a paradise. Eyes of everybody I've seen. Eyes of everybody I've seen. Euphoria.
It's kind of an audience of one, so. But Alan's applauding too. Okay, tell us a little bit about what you've done so far as your musical history goes, instruments you've played, that sort of thing.
Well, I've always been singing since I was very little, probably toddler age. That's due to my mom. We used to sing together. So,
okay.
Did church choir for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing band, maybe fifth grade, played saxophone, switched to percussion, went to drums, do a little piano. And then I got a guitar probably when I was in second grade, and I fiddled with it, didn't really do much. And then one summer I picked it up again, didn't do much again.
Mm-hmm.
Then two summers ago I really started playing and learning, and really the only reason I wanted to learn guitar was to be a singer-songwriter, because I really loved writing my stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really a poet at heart, so
mm-hmm.
that's where it stems from.
Okay. What was your motivation for Euphoria? It's a nice, mellow kind of...
You know, we all... know people that are like that. There's girls like that. There's guys like that. I've always been a sucker for love songs.
Okay.
No matter what the kind, and that just kind of sums it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is Tomorrow, and this is also something you penned?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was writing Tomorrow. I wanted to go with a song that was really sad and had a lot of the troubles that were in the world with it,
mm-hmm.
and I also wanted to have something happy. So the verses are dark, but the chorus brightens it up, and
okay.
the break is also. So Lynn's heard this song, and she knows.
Alrighty, Tomorrow by Kierik Skorsky.
Calls your dad a liar. Dad beats her down, calls her a whore. You go back to a time without the alcohol. A time you were happier before. For now sit behind closed doors. Well, your daughter's lying in the bathroom. Fine cocaine lines on the table. You scream and cry, saying, baby girl, please don't die. But inside yourself, will you? You know those drugs are fatal. You remember when you rocked her in a cradle. And we all need a shoulder to cry on. Tell me your secrets, man, you can't rely on. And sometimes we need someone to die on. But for now, just drown me in your sorrow. For who knows what's in store for tomorrow. Cancerous man lies awake in bed. Can't sleep since the doctors gave him the news. He's gotta tell his kid that he's got 6 weeks to live. He prays, doesn't know what else to do. Funny thing, he thought him and God were through. And I can't show you a day that you understand. And I may not know what to say, but I can hold your hand. And I can be a shoulder to cry on. Tell me your secrets, man, to rely on. And I can be that someone to die on. But for now, just drown me in your sorrow. For who knows what's in store for tomorrow. Yeah, who knows what's in store for tomorrow.
Very nice, very nice. All right. Next one up is absolutely one of my total. Can't hear, you're not hearing. I'm not sure, I've hit everything I know to hit. Does that help at all? No? Can't hear? Okay. Let's have you go to the next song. Okay, and we'll figure out the technical stuff.
I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Can you hear me now? Okay, yeah, Alan's back, so everything's wonderful. Okay, and the song prior to that was called Tomorrow, and we just heard Knocking on Heaven's Door. That is definitely one of my all-time faves, from the time Dylan did it to, I've heard it done a couple other times, and it's always really, it just hits me.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
All righty. Next is another one of yours, and it's called Can't Fix This. You want to tell us about that?
Really, in all honesty, it's a breakup song about, it's pretty unisexual, if I might say so,
and I think.
it's about going through a breakup, going through maybe someone, you know, was unfaithful or cheated on you or just in some way, and
yeah.
The song kind of sums it up.
Yeah. All right, Can't Fix This.
At my window, how long have you been knocking at my heart? If I let you in tonight, would you just tear me back apart? I've lost all my trust in you. I've lost all my faith in love. Sometimes sorry just isn't enough. Oh no, no, you can't fix this. You can't fix this. Left me down and broken hearted. Thought I'd never see the light of day. But I see the sun is slowly rising. The night will surely pass away. I've lost. lost all my trust in you. I've lost all my faith in love. Sometimes sorry just isn't enough. Oh no, no, you can fix this. You can fix this. Sometimes the darkness grabs a hold of me. I find she won't let go of my soul. Suddenly I find myself singing. And she begins to let me go. I've lost all my trust in I've lost all my faith in love. Sometimes sorry just isn't enough. No, no. Sometimes sorry just, sometimes sorry just, sometimes sorry just isn't enough. You can fix this.
Beautiful. Sad. Very sad, but beautiful. let's see. How can we get in touch with you? What's the best way to contact you?
You can either look me up on Facebook. Uh-huh. Once again, the spelling of the name is on the radio website.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can email me, and it's just my first and last name at AOL.com.
Okay.
And actually, right now, if I can say so, Lynn, I'm looking for certain musicians.
Sure.
I'm looking for a cello player. Possibly another guitarist,
mm-hmm.
and a female singer and piano player. So I'm open for auditions, but you can send me an email, look me up on MySpace or Facebook, and I'll gladly take them if you're interested.
Okay. Very good. Definitely. And where are you going to be doing any live performances anyplace soon?
I believe I'll be doing the East River Folk Society.
Okay.
This Saturday at, I believe it's at 7, right?
Yeah, it's at musicians in at 6, mm-hmm. and music starts at 7. There's a special host that night, and that would be me. That's 2250 Oak Street in Wyandotte, and it's open mic, and a lot of great performers come down there, and never quite sure who you're going to hear, but you came close, I think a couple months ago, you came really close to a standing ovation. It was pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're already after 5:30, so I don't want to delay too much longer. You want to tell us a little bit about Lost and Never Found?
Lost and Never Found was actually the first song I wrote, probably almost maybe a year, 4 or 5 months ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it probably within 2 days, and I did a very, very crappy recording of it in my bedroom.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorites. Kind of about someone who, literally the song is about lost and never found, just not knowing where you're going in life, maybe making mistakes and you don't know how to get out of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lost and Never Found.
Myself this morning, you can find me if you dare. just want souls to love me. Do you love me? Or don't you care? And I can't breathe and I can't speak. My body's tied to live by arms. And I can't hear and I can't see. I'll never be found. Miss, please, won't you help me to unblind my shielded eyes? Miss, please, won't you take me home, show me the truth? Don't you tell me no lies. And I can't breathe, no, I can't speak. My body's tied to live by arms. And I can't hear and I can't see. I'll be lost and I'll never be found. Well, every day I'll repeat, in the past I can't change. No, I won't change. I get this feeling deep inside me, both familiar and somewhat strange. And I can't breathe and I can't speak. My body's tightly bound. And I can't hear and I can't see. Oh no, I'll be lost and I'll never be found. Well, I lost myself and this morning you can find me. If you dare, I need just one soul to love me. Do you love me? Or don't you care?
Okay, very nice. Lost and found. You had indicated that you had a number of influences that sort of inspired your musical style. The Beatles, Bob Dylan, Jewel. Can you tell me how some of these folks influenced you? And then I also have a couple more that I'm going to have to show my ignorance, because I don't know who Gary Goh nor Matthew Good. I don't know who they are.
Well, just starting with the Beatles. I was going to really love them. One of the first bands I was really introduced to, and got introduced to one of their more popular songs, and then started just listening to the others. And my favorite song of all time, let alone favorite Beatles song, is A Day in the Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that song. I love the chord progressions in it, and it's just a great song overall. Bob Dylan, one of the great movers and shakers of the late 50s, 60s, I got to say?
I'll 60s.
Say, yeah, 60s.
60s.
Okay. Getting confused. Just overall great, just great singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
In general. Jewel, I love her story of how she actually made it. She actually she ran away and hitchhiked across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote one of her number one songs, I believe it's Hands. And she wrote it just based off the people she met and saw.
Wow.
Gary Goh and Matthew Good isn't too new, but Gary Goh is very new. Great piano player, great singer.
See,
kind great
of
songwriter.
Indie, kind of an indie mm-hmm. genre. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Good, Canadian singer-songwriter,
mm-hmm.
just writes some very, very nice stuff. Some awkward stuff too. He's one of those songwriters where some of the times you don't quite understand what he's singing, mm-hmm. not because of how he sings it, but what he's saying, but
okay.
it's very good.
Okay. Alrighty. And then Billy Joel, Elton John, Damien mm-hmm. Rice, and Radiohead.
Of course.
Radiohead's kind of an interesting insertion into that list, I think.
I like the chord progressions, and
okay,
their vocalist
fair.
Is amazing.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. And next up on the list is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, classic Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll play it acoustically.
Okay. We'll hear how you interpret that.
All right.
Alrighty, thanks.
I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping. While my guitar gently weeps, I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning. Still my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look from the wings at the play you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but edging, still my guitar gently weeps.
Great interpretation. Very, very nice. Thank you. All righty. Tell us one more time. We have about 15 minutes left to go. Only. It goes by so fast. Tell us one more time how to contact you.
To contact me, MySpace or Facebook. Name is on the radio website. Or you can just email me my first and last name. No commas, no dashes, no nothing. At AOL.com.
Okay. And you're recruiting at this point, too. So let's talk about the musicians you're looking to play with.
I'm actually looking for a cello player, piano player as well, and female vocalist, and also another guitar player. If you're female and you play guitar or piano, I would prefer to be multi-versatile.
Okay. And what kind of genre are you looking at going into? Is the cello has kind of a unique sound to it?
Like folk rock, really. I find myself so hard to just put in one genre.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I would love is if you're a cello player and you can play anything and you write your own stuff. Same thing with everyone else. I'm just looking to collaborate and get out there and start something.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Alrighty. Next up, we have Back to the Time, and this is another self-penned.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
This is actually a song primarily about my mother. When I was little, my parents were divorced, and actually four years ago, my father died of cancer.
Mm.
And my mom was the primary person who raised me, and this is just kind of one of my ways of thanking her. And, you know, whenever we get older, you're always going to need your mother, especially if you're a male. it's just one of those songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Back to the Time.
To a time away before
let me know I'm fine. Make me feel alright. Check for the monsters under my bed. Then won't you tuck me in and kiss me?
Wow, that is really, really special. Yeah. Probably hard to perform, too. I'll give you a minute to collect yourself there. Oh, man. Okay. And I know I lost my mom. And it's still, you know, there are times, especially like Christmas time, mm-hmm. when I really, really think about some of the things that we did together.
So. It's always the holidays.
Absolutely. All right, speaking of Hurt, next on the list is Hurt by Johnny Cash. See that great segue.
That was very good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Hurt by Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friends, everyone I know goes away in the end. Now you could have it all, my empire. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. I'll wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right there. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you now, I will make you hurt. If I could start again was a
great interpretation of the cover. But I will tell you that I, too, thought that that was by Johnny Cash. Turns
out
that
it's Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor. And Alan is in here, and he's going to teach us. Oh, you'd like a mic.
Is it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up a goth kid, and, you know, when that came out, it was a really heavy, dark wave, industrial synth tune, and really popular with the goth crowd at the time, which was transitioning from the dark wave instrumental stuff into more of the electronic synth rock that it became in the later 90s with industrial music, which Nine Inch Nails, you know, of course, they thrived in industrial.
Oh, yeah.
But then, of course, to hear Johnny Cash do it when he released his version, it really put a whole new meaning on the song because it was really focused on the meaning of the lyrics, which, you know, sometimes in the goth and industrial music, it's more about the heavy, dark instrumentation and not so much about the lyrics and what the song really means. And of course, Johnny Cash is one of those that can really bring the meaning home.
I really really do love that song. I love both versions, actually, but I just, for some reason, the acoustic one just hits home. Not because I'm an acoustic player, but just, Alan, you're right, everything does come across. I mean, the lyrics are especially, and it's just more, so much subtle, and it's a very pretty song. Very sad, but very, very pretty, because it was his last album before he passed away.
Yes, yeah. I loved his interpretation of it, too. But even the first line just absolutely caught my attention. Okay, speaking of this, you know, happy note that we're on here, we're dying next. And this is another one that that you wrote. So you want to tell us a little bit about the background? Is this related to your dad, maybe? Or
No. This is actually, it's a breakup song.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Another great breakup song.
Okay, so it's definitely the we that's dying. Okay. Alrighty. We're Dying by Carrick Sikorsky.
It's my foolish pride that won't break us apart and won't break your sweetheart. say, I say, I'm fine, I quit lying. The truth, you know, I'm dying.
Very, very, very nice. You're going to have to do some happier love songs, too.
I have one coming up.
All righty. I was hoping that one. We'll remind the listeners that this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and we are at 89.3 on the FM dial. It is now 6 o'clock, but we're going to keep going with Carrick because did get a call from Brian Ned. He is definitely on his way, but they're caught in the snow, and they're working their way here, so we will be able to hear a little bit more of yours. And the next one is called Always Be Mine, and this is Happy.
Mm-hmm,
you're
yes,
telling
it is.
Me this is Happy. Okay.
This is Happy.
So what was your motivation for Happy?
Actually, this is a song I actually wrote for my girlfriend, Amanda.
Okay.
It's just more about, you know, when it comes time, you have to live your dreams, and if you can't be together at the time, you just got to realize that you will be.
Okay.
And it is pretty much about her, so.
Terrific. All right, Always Be Mine.
See the sunshine sneaking near.